All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Friday edition of the Read About It podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And today, I don't have any specific one thing to talk about today, so I'm going to quickly scattershoot, hit a bunch of things. As you've been reading, the house hunt continues. Hopefully, by next week, I'll have something either nailed down or have driven a nail through my foot. One way or the other, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go, but we'll know a little bit more at that point. Been watching a lot of stuff on the random DIY networks and TLC networks and all those networks where people who can drive nails or and build things are held in high esteem. And remember, that's just not me. So that's not the kind of thing I'm going to move into a house and be able to do. Laying tile, no. Fixing the gutters, no, not at all. I have an artist's nature. By that I mean I have really soft hands. So I'm just not very good at that kind of stuff. My girlfriend Kimberly, of course most of you know her, she's always taping these shows and I'm always watching them and I'm just thinking, hey, that looks easy. And then I think, well, where's my Blue Cross Blue Shield card just in case I accidentally hurt myself watching whatever this is that's on the air. Quickly, the TV stuff. Man, it feels good to have new stuff back on the air, doesn't it? Lost is coming back next week. By that point, I hopefully will be caught up enough to complain. The Thursday night lineups on NBC, which smartest night on television, good to have that back. Some shows have already been thrown out. CBS's Secret Talents of the Stars only lasted one episode. And you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for those shows, for the Anchor Women shows, for the Emily's Reasons Why Not shows, for the shows that are hyped and just get one showing and that's it. But based on what I saw, I Secret Talents of the Stars, I don't know if the word stars was applied correctly. I don't even know if the word talent was applied correctly, because these were the kind of performers, famous people, who would have difficulty being cast on a modern-day Love Boat. You know, they were below Charo in the pecking order. So it's easy to see that did not last very long at all. Also, did you see who got voted off American Idol? Well, I didn't, because I don't watch the show. Just putting that up. Every time I try to watch, I think we've exhausted the talent pool in this country. So just throwing that out for you there. Also, the Big Brother 9, whatever you want to call it, the new episodes of Big Brother were about 2 weeks away, and I have almost lost interest because everybody that I liked or disliked in the house has been voted out. And we're left with just nothing but boring people. Don't know what can be done about that at this point, but I don't know. I've got so much invested in it. I'm going to have to stay tuned just to see what happens. But all the people with strong personalities have been voted out, and now you just have this cornucopia of dumbassery that is just, I don't know, it's not moving the needles for me. Last thing of the day, the Olympics are coming up, and you've seen all the protesters trying to take care of the Olympic torch and knock it out or douse it or steal it or sell it on eBay or whatever they're trying to do. I don't want to talk about the political ramifications of this. I just want to point out that I really just don't get the Olympics anymore. The whole concept of amateur athletics to me, for most events, I'll say that, is just humorous. It's just funny to me because most of the people in the Olympics, that's what they do all year. Track and field, gymnastics, you know, hockey, basketball, skiing, swimming. That's what these people do. It's not like what you would think of as the Olympics, where some guy that works in an auto body shop just on the weekends goes out and, you know, participates in a little fun biathlon action with his friends. I didn't mean that to sound dirty. It's really just not that way. And so I just kind of take a nap during the entire Olympics. So if you want to steal the flame, just go right ahead. I work in sports, so when I go home, I don't normally watch it, which may come as a surprise to people who aren't paying attention. But that's going to do it for the podcast. Kind of a short edition this week, as, again, I have a short attention span. But we will be back with more. And again, by we, I mean the royal we, because it's just me doing this. Be back next Friday with more. And also, coming up next week, here we will have more on the house hunt. We will have more from readaboutit.com. And also a new sponsor coming up next week. So come back for that. We'll have it for you here on the blog. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend, unless you've already had a weekend by the time you listen to this. In that case, retroactive good luck to you. I'm Reed. This has been Read About It. And until next week, as always, Seacrest out.